When the Cardinals made the headline-grabbing news that they'd signed defensive end J.J. Watt, it also brought up a name from the franchise's past. Watt has always worn number 99, but that number is retired for the Cardinals, although the player that wore it took the field before many current fans were born. In fact, Marshall Goldberg played for the Cardinals two home cities ago, back when the team was the Chicago Cardinals. But the Goldberg family has agreed to allow Watt to wear number 99 with Arizona. And with me to talk about the last Cardinal to wear that number is Joe Ziemba. He does a lot of research on the Chicago Cardinals. And Joe, Goldberg is a member of the College Football Hall of Fame. But for those fans who won't really know that much about him, which is probably a lot of fans, who was Marshall Goldberg?
Yes, Marshall Goldberg was a very special player. In fact, if you were around back in 1938, he was probably the most famous football player in the country. That's when he got out of the University of Pittsburgh. He was a two-time All-American. And from that time, after from Pittsburgh, where the team won a national championship, he was drafted by the Cardinals and enjoyed quite a great career, not only as a halfback, but as a punt and kick returner. He was probably a legendary defender at the time. And it was a different time for football back then, both college and pro, because the players went both ways. But on the playing field, he was superlative. He retired in 49, as I mentioned, as the all-time leading rusher for the team. But during his career, he also led the National Football League in kick returns, kick return yardage, and interceptions. But he was a favorite of Mr. Bidwell, who owned the team at the time, because Goldberg was very flexible. And his career was interrupted a bit as well. In 1943, he broke his leg in a preseason game. And then, like most players in the National Football League of that very special generation, he was in the service during 1944 and 1945. When he returned, the team was a little better and won the national championship or the National Football League championship in 1947, with Goldberg saving the game at the end in a 28-21 win over the Eagles when he intercepted a pass.
Well, it sounds like he was just an incredible athlete.
He was, and in high school, he was All-State in three sports, in track, basketball, and football. In college, he just played football, of course. But yeah, he was very fast and very shifty. Grantland Rice, the very famous sports writer of the 30s, saw him gain about 177 yards against Notre Dame in 1936, I think. And he said that the players from Notre Dame were so tired of trying to catch Goldberg that he wore them out. So they stopped in to catch their breath. And Grantland Rice said that was much easier to catch than trying to catch Goldberg.
So. So you referenced his military service during World War II. What did that look like?
He was in the Navy for 2 years in the South Pacific. So he came back, of course, and was ready to play football again. But again, willingly went in the service, as those all those gentlemen seemed to do. And so he really did miss three seasons in a row, 43, 44, and 45.
What does his name today mean in Chicago?
Chicago, the name is, I think, is still pretty well known. He left behind not only his football career, but his experience as a manager of major companies, very successful as a businessman. But he was also very involved with charitable organizations, whether they be civic organizations. He donated to make sure Chicago Police, and this goes back into the 60s and 70s, he donated money so the police could have bulletproof vests. He was very active in Jewish organizations and raising money to send kids to athletic competitions around the world. And he was active in the NFL, too, with helping former players get by that may be down under luck after their careers ended. So I think in Chicago, he was very visible at different functions around town. He passed away, I think, in 2006 and is greatly missed, but he was, like I said, very visible, and I think people in Chicago would probably still remember him.
So we're talking about Marshall Goldberg, of course, because his number, which is retired by the Cardinals, is going to be, I guess, unretired is the word, because J.J. Watt, who recently signed with the Arizona Cardinals, has worn 99 his entire career. And Goldberg's family has said that they are okay with J.J. Watt using that number. What does that tell you both about, I guess, the Goldberg family and about the person and the player that they see in J.J. Watt?
Yeah, it's an interesting topic, and I thought it was handled very well with dignity on both sides, that Mr. Watt thought enough to get in touch with the family, and the family was generous and gracious enough to allow him to do that. It's a little bit unprecedented. There's been a whole bunch of numbers retired in the National Football League, and I can only think of a couple recently. One was when Peyton Manning went to the Broncos. And then Jerry Rice with the Seattle Seahawks both asked to use retired numbers. So it's a little bit unusual. Normally when a number's retired, it's a great honor for that specific player and the number's never worn again. But in this case, and again, there's going to be some controversy about it, which is, I guess, expected when you're talking about National Football League topics. But I thought Mr. Watt handled that well. There was a foundation set up to study brain injuries that the Goldberg family founded after he passed away. And apparently Mr. Watt is going to contribute to that. So it's unusual. And say what you will, maybe some people say retired numbers should stay retired. And actually there was, I don't think anybody knows this, because I have no life, Mark. And I looked into this before and found out that twice before, at least that I could find in the early 90s, that players had requested number 99. And they were both fairly well known at the time. One was Dexter Manley, who spent 1 year with the Cardinals. And I think it was Eric Swan, who a year later, I think in 1991, asked if he could wear 99. Of course, they were both told that the number was retired, and so they wore another number. So it's again, something doesn't come up that much. And if the family's fine with it and the player's fine with it, it seems, like I said, it was handled very well this time.
All right, Joe, thanks for your time. A fun conversation. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark. Take care.
Joe Ziemba lives in the Chicago area and does a lot of research on the Chicago Cardinals.